If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. Today is podcast episode 9, so just we're going to have a discussion around connection versus fitting in. And I mentioned earlier that I had a really, really wholesome weekend, which I did. It started with plenty of family time. I'm back in my hometown where I grew up for the weekend. Got to spend loads of time with my family, with my little niece and my little nephew. I also had an Irish football match, which I'm still playing just about, but a very good time connecting with all my friends at that. And then I went on a lovely walk with my fiance and her mother as well, I'm not sure if anyone has been to Killarney before, but it's a really nice tourist town in Ireland. So loads of mountains, loads of lakes. So we did a beautiful hike, which lasted for about 2 hours. All right, Arcel, welcome. Steve, good to have you here. Karen, Danielle, there's a lot of people filtering in now, which is very exciting. And as mentioned, today we are going to talk about connection versus fitting in. And the reason this topic has come to my mind is I did really have a lovely weekend, spending time with family, spending time with my fiance, spending time with my football team. And I just realized how wholesome and how full I felt after. And I think it was just due to all the connection that I had. So while we are still waiting, I'd love to hear from you. If you had a similar weekend or maybe even perhaps something different, feel free to jump on as a guest. Say hi to everyone here in the chat. We'd love to hear from you. But for those just joining in, just to reiterate, I did have a really nice weekend spending time with my football team, spending time with my family, especially my little niece and my nephew. And my sister is getting married next week, so we actually had an influx of family from all over, so even as far as Australia, which is really exciting. So I haven't seen my cousin from Australia in years, so I got to see her yesterday as well. And all that just filling up my social cup, and really appreciated the amount of connection that I was able to have this weekend. So today we're actually going to tackle the issue that touches on all of our lives, which is the difference between truly connecting with others and just merely fitting in. Have you ever maybe changed your opinions, or have you even had or changed your favorite music just to be part of a group? I know this happened to me a lot growing up, and some bit of it I think is trying to find yourself, figure out the type of person that you are as well. But some just might be to conform and try to fit into certain groups. So that might feel good initially, but are you feeling truly connected? And that's what we're going to discuss today. Was there something left empty inside you? So we're going to explore this together. Just before we do, I see Luis is joining into the chat. Luis, welcome. Happy Monday to you. How are you? Luis, hello. Are you there? All right. It looks like Luis might be having some audio issues. Luis, if you do figure that out and you do want to jump in, feel free to come back on as a guest. We'd love to have you and love to hear from you. First, I do want to jump in around connection, and let's try and understand what connection is. And for me, it's the ability to be authentic, the ability to be yourself. So it's when we share our true thoughts, our feelings, and our desires, but we're not fearful of judgment by others. So if you've listened to previous topics that we discussed, we did discuss around vulnerability. And I think it really does involve being vulnerable. And it's also a mutual respect. And what it helps you to do is it leads to deep, meaningful relationships. with others. And I think we've all been there. I think we can, in our minds, you're probably thinking of people that you perhaps have a really deep connection with. And there might be others that you are perhaps still friends with or friendly with, but that connection just maybe isn't as authentic or as real. I think some of the pitfalls with fitting in is, fitting in, on the other hand, requires us to maybe hide a part of who we are. So we might conform to certain opinions or even our dreams sometimes just to be accepted by a group. And what this can actually do is make you feel lonely at the core. Our real selves aren't really being seen or being valued. And this not might be it. This might not be the fault of the individual or individuals we're connecting with. This actually could be ourselves doing it to ourselves too. I do know someone, it's a personal story, I won't name them outright, we'll just call them Jamie, but I do have a friend who always adapted, not, they don't do it as much anymore, but they always adapted their interests based on who they were with, particularly romantic relationships. If they were with someone who is interested in sports, they might start becoming interested in sports, and then they might end up with someone who's into like hiking, and then they'd be interested in hiking. But I think over time, Jamie realized that they weren't being authentic to themselves. And it was hard for, I suppose, Jamie to find out who they really were, number one, but it was also hard for us as their friend to maybe quite put a pulse check on who Jamie was themselves. And I know there was times where Jamie felt incredibly lonely, and even though surrounded by people and in relationships, you know, still felt a bit disconnected. And yeah, please have a think to yourself, or come on and chat here as a guest if there's been certain times in your life where you felt like that. I think for me, I can definitely attest to that. As I said, this weekend, I spent loads of time with family, especially for those who are just coming into the chat. I got to spend time with my family who are coming in from all parts of the world for my sister's wedding. Got to spend time with my niece and nephew. I actually had a good friend in town as well from San Diego. Spending time with my football team and all those connections, I could really feel like I was just being myself and being authentic. Because there has been other times I've been out with certain groups growing up in my life where I just, it's a hard one to articulate, but you know you're in a group, you're part of a group, but you don't feel truly connected. I guess a good example is during college. Obviously college is a time for exploration, and definitely in Ireland, time for going out socializing, and often drink is involved as well. And I did have a group where I just realized after a while that we'd only connect over a few pints, versus there's no real deep meaningful conversations, or if I was in a crisis or in a difficult situation, they wouldn't be my initial go-tos either. And I think it's just kind of being self-reflective and looking into your aspects of your friendships and the connections that you do have. I think you know yourself best, and you really can determine which ones you can be yourself in, and then other ones where you're kind of trying to fit in more than being your authentic self. So how do we foster genuine connections? I think we need to start by being honest with who you are and what you value. You need to seek out people who share authentic interests with you. And just remember that deeper, more meaningful relationships, they're far more fulfilling than having a multitude of superficial ones. When I think of superficial relationships, what's coming to my mind is that can be impacting this big time is social media, from two ways. I think we might have, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you might have a lot of followers or friends, but you mightn't necessarily be close with 99.9% of those people. So I think that's one aspect. I think the other aspect too is what people portray on social media, and maybe what you portray as well, is often one side of your life. Generally, it's like the positive side of your life. I just think that's sometimes these can create some sort of like superficial worlds as well. Again, I'd love to hear from you all if you do have an experience in this area, if you want to talk about yourself regarding connection versus fitting in. We'd love to hear from you. And I believe Cathy is just about to jump into the chat. Cathy, how are you doing this morning?
You're welcoming the cat to the chat.
Thanks. Good to have you here. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to be here. Can I change Jamie's name to mine?
You can relate to Jamie?
100,000 gazillion percent, yeah. Matter of factly, as I sit here looking out my window and listening to the birds, it's just to the point, that whole entire speech that you just gave, that's me.
Do you mind sharing? Can you tell me more?
Life of being abandoned from birth.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not going to go any deeper than that. Lots of medical. Currently, someone said something to me, and I'm waiting. And I respect it. I do. But I don't. I mean, I do. But I don't like it.
Yeah. Cathy, I appreciate it. Well, it might be like a good segue, but feel free to interject as well. But when I'm thinking of kind of strategies to help when it comes to like the connection versus fitting in part, I think one of them is cultivating the self-awareness, like focusing on your self-awareness. And it sounds like you've definitely done some introspection there. Like you seem to be self-aware of like understanding who you are and what you value.
I'm getting there. I'm going back in my family history and I've got some information that, wow.
I think, you know, you should be proud of that. You know, you're doing your due diligence, as you said, going back, looking at your kind of family history as well and looking introspectively. You're also being incredibly vulnerable, which is another key strategy, which is important.
Yeah. Well, I was vulnerable when I heard what I heard.
I'm glad it resonated with you, and I appreciate you coming on and kind of showing to our guests here, you know, that everyone has a different story, and the fact that Jamie's story has resonated with you, and it's not easy to come up here in front of our 66 guests to say that. So thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, and have a blessed day, all of you.
Thank you, Cathy. Cathy joining the chat, the cat chat. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to leave. Hang on.
No worries at all. All right, Cathy, thank you so much. I appreciate you jumping on. And I think you being able to resonate with Jamie does help us to segue into a few kind of practical tips that we can use. And as we mentioned, the first one is around self-awareness. I think understanding that who you are is incredibly crucial to connecting with others authentically. And maybe at the beginning, when I mentioned about my teenage years, and you go through different phases, and it's pretty common, you know, and you weaver in and out of different groups. I think that's a time for learning and exploring that who you are as well. Just going to leave someone in here to the chat. I cannot see a name. I can just see a full stop. Hello, how are you? Hello? All right. I cannot hear you full stop, but if you do want to jump back in or maybe try fix the audio, we'd love to hear from you. But until then, I'll just continue on. I think when it comes to self-awareness, we can start by taking some time each day for self-reflection. Good questions to maybe ask yourself, or just maybe either ask or just learn through exploration, or what are your values? I think a good question is what brings you joy? So to do that, you have to be aware in the moment, or you can be aware just after the fact of, hey, I had a really, really good time there. Or usually time goes really fast, I guess, when you're in a state of joy or depending on the person. Like I know for me, just get like a really nice kind of feeling that maybe there's no place I'd rather be, or even maybe smaller tips like I don't need to look at my phone. Like I have everything or every person I want is like literally right here. I don't need to go in search of other conversations or connections. So what are your values? What brings you joy? Also importantly, am I changing myself fit into different groups? Again, it's really hard. I think when you're in the moment, you know, but there has been times I've been at events or nights out and I just realize I'm not being myself. I'm like putting on a type of face or only showing a certain side of myself. And ways you can do this are maybe you want to ask a question or say a thing and you feel you're holding yourself back. Now, maybe there's time and a place to do that depending on what conversation you want to bring up. Maybe it's not appropriate, but in general, if it's like an open, like friendship type forum, forum sounds very familiar, friendship, you're having a conversation with friends and you feel yourself not wanting to say a certain thing, like that could be an indicator that you're trying to fit in versus genuinely connect. And coming into the conversation now, we have Dio. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm brilliant. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. It is great to have you here. I hope you had a nice weekend.
I absolutely did. And thank you so much for the topic today and giving me, and hopefully the others listening, like stuff to pontificate on. I wanted to ask, changing yourself to fit in depending on the company. And I wanted to share just my view that I feel like there's a scale of this in terms of, you know, at least in my life experience, sometimes a certain amount of changing or tailoring or withholding is maybe required to make people feel comfortable and just to allow some norming and forming. But, you know, I think there's a scale and there's a balance, and, you know, hopefully for me and, you know, for anyone listening, I think that that's where the concept of sometimes like home or safe space fits in. And I'm thinking out loud, but, you know, surely there's a correlation between the places one feels the most comfortable and can relax is when you can really be yourself. But let's say, for example, somewhere like the workplace, where I believe, I don't have a stat in front of me, but we spend an alarming amount of our lives at the workplace, maybe even more than with family, you know, depending on routine. And I think if you have a workplace where you can be yourself and not have to sort of tailor, it's so much more healthier. But, you know, the reality of life is there's a balance. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
I actually really appreciate what you said about the balance and the scale is important too. And as you were speaking, it was also maybe the stage of a particular relationship, you know, and what you choose to maybe disclose. I think we might just do that naturally. We don't go in and maybe share our deepest, darkest secrets with someone we're perhaps meeting for the first time, or if we meet our, like if we're having a meeting with our boss, it mightn't be something we disclose at any stage, depending on your relationship or the company as well. So I think the scale is a very, very true thing. And it just speaks to the complexities, doesn't it, of human beings and building relationships.
Yeah. And where you spoke about, so I've spoken about workplace, I think you also touched on social. And when I think about the ability to be your authentic self, particularly in a social setting, what immediately came to my mind was alcohol. Mm-hmm. And especially for me, that I've had, I would say throughout my life and growing up, I've had a multicultural experience, so kind of spending different time in different cultures, different countries. And that's allowed me to take a step back and notice that. And it might be a particular culture. It might be a particular industry, a particular workplace, or whether it's social. But in some settings, I think, I guess what I think is socializing and drinking are sometimes very interconnected. Sometimes they are often so interconnected that if you are out socially and not drinking, it raises questions from other individuals. Oh, aren't you drinking? Oh, why aren't you drinking? Oh, Dio's not drinking. Are you okay? And then I'm there like, why does this have to become a collective topic? If I'm consuming less alcohol, there's actually more for everybody else. So no one should really be concerned here. And I've personally always been very resolute on the fact that I don't need to drink to relax. And it's something I've also been very conscious of. Well, to relax, to socialize, or just to relax, and B, maybe perhaps to bring out another side, you know, my social side or another persona. But, you know, I wanted to put that to you as a coach, because I think that's something that's very, very prevalent. And as we're speaking, and I'm going to call out UK Ireland in particular, it's something that's, it's followed me a lot. And there are a number of social settings where sometimes even if I have to go, I'm already internally like, okay, I know everyone here is going to need to drink a certain amount to bring out another personality to be comfortable. But I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, and feel free. I know you've just timed out. Please jump back in to contribute more. But it is so funny that you used that example, Dio. So I did meet a good friend. He's from Ireland, but he's traveled all the way from San Diego. And he was out with two other friends. And I went in to meet him. Into a bar. They were out having a few drinks, and I ordered a Guinness Zero, so non-alcoholic Guinness, and my friend's friend kind of looked at me like I had two heads, you know, like why are you not drinking? Almost like it was like a playful disgust kind of look. So when you were describing that example, I just started laughing, because that was one thing that happened. And then the second thing was I took a picture with my friend to send to another, like into a WhatsApp group that we're in, and I covered the 0.0 on the Guinness. So it looked like I was having, like, you know, just an actual Guinness and not a non-alcoholic one. I'm kind of throwing myself under the bus there, but what we're discussing, that just made me laugh.
Can I ask, how did that make you feel? When he made the little joke with the zero.
When my friend's friend did it. You know, I think it's just something you have to brush off yourself. You kind of have to be. But sometimes you would be self-conscious. And there has been times where I would have gone, you know, you're right, just like get me an actual Guinness, you know, and I'd give in to the peer pressure. I guess it just so happens in this instance, I know I have my sister's wedding coming up, so I'll be, you know, I'm trying to like create a balance. Like I know I'll be maybe having a few drinks and enjoying myself there too. So in that case, I was fine. But there has been other cases where you do feel a little bit pressured to do it.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because yes, there have been times, so this feels like a confession time, and I haven't done it in social settings, but historically I've done it in corporate sessions where, okay, so in your case, you covered up the zero. In my case, I think maybe I had something clear in my glass, so I had an orange juice. And they're like, why aren't you drinking? I'm going to be honest, and I will look them dead in the eye and say, there's vodka in it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's self-preservation. It's not an intention to lie, but it's an intention that I don't want to become the focus of discussion over something so irrelevant. I'm also usually slightly perturbed at the person, because I'm wondering, this probably says a lot more about you than it does about me. But yeah, it's interesting that I've said things like that. Sometimes I've sneakily poured alcohol away or pretended to take my drink to the bathroom. Why? Just to make other people around me feel comfortable, meaning let's not have this as a topic of discussion. And I enjoy a good drink from, you know, now and then. I have no issue with it. But for me, I'm conscious if I'm and I try to exercise several days a week. And I know that if I drink, I'm going to have a headache. My workout the next day is going to be, it's going to be harder. I'm going to be a bit dehydrated. And I've also worked out that I don't need to change my mood. So I only need to drink this if I enjoy the taste. So people always I don't drink, there's a long list, whiskey, a lot of dark stuff. Why? Because it's bitter and I don't enjoy the taste of bitterness. I don't drink beer. Why? Because when I tried my first beer, it didn't taste nice. And I never saw, why do I need to acquire a taste? Because somebody tells me, this is what you should do. Like the first cigarette I ever tried, I inhaled it. It tasted disgusting. Well, I don't want this again. And I don't need to acquire this for the approval of those around me. I've gone off on a bit of a tangent here, but you know, hopefully it pulls back to the fitting in. But just to see, you know, if anyone's listening, if anyone wants to hop up on a guest, it will be so interesting just to see if anyone listening has any thoughts about this, because I do think that there are a lot of and today there might not be a habits, but there are habits that you've either required to make the people around you feel comfortable, or perhaps to please them, or because somebody tells you it's an acquired taste. Do you know what? For me, if something is harmful and I need to acquire the taste, I'm not going to acquire it because there's no pleasure in the process. I'm enough. But yeah, I'm gonna hop back down and turn it back over to you. But just to encourage, you know, if anyone's listening in, this theme of fitting in and things which you may have done in the past or maybe are now going to stop doing to fit in. I think this is a really great topic.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dio. This happens a lot in these lives. My head goes in a million directions when I'm hearing guests talk. I think when you were speaking there, there's most definitely a cultural aspect, like especially with the UK and Ireland. Definitely in Ireland, like socializing is intrinsically linked to maybe pub culture as well. So I think we might fall kind of victim, if you will, to that a small bit. I also just want to like applaud you when you're saying if I don't like the taste of it, why would I drink it? And I think that does take a lot of self-awareness, and then that does take a lot of vulnerability, which are two of the kind of key takeaways that we discussed a little earlier in the conversation as well. I think you have severe like self-awareness in yourself, and I really appreciate we're also kind of met with perhaps a culture of our increase in wellness, our knowledge when it comes to wellness and how we can live well. And there's more like science and actual data coming out to say maybe like the negative effects when it comes to too much alcohol, also the positive effects when it comes to exercise. And when you gave that example, like a kind of almost see you in your mind thinking through, okay, if I have this now, it will affect my exercise routine in the morning, you know, and ultimately like that will give me a net negative in my life long term. I'll feel tired and sluggish, I'll miss my workout. Whereas you have the self-awareness to say, I'm socially fine, you know, I don't need to engage in that specific activity to be able to be my authentic self. Just a few thoughts when I was listening to you speak there. And I think that's a good self-reflection of you and how deep you are thinking when it comes to your self-awareness. So I really appreciate you sharing. If anyone else does want to hop on as well, I would love to hear from you and love to hear from your experiences. Before we do hop out, I do have a few more, I guess, just additional points when it comes to connecting and fitting in. One we have just mentioned, I just want to reiterate, is just around social, when it comes to social media and its influence on how we connect and how we fit in. I think platforms like Facebook and Instagram can help us to stay in touch, but they often push us to present only the best part of ourselves, like encouraging almost like a culture of comparison in that sense. I think to use social media for genuine connection, need to focus on engaging and chatting with groups that really reflect your true interests and your true values. Something else, there's a few psychological impacts to not fitting in. You know, trying to fit in can increase can increase stress. It can be really difficult, especially in today's world where, as we said, with social media, we're more connected than ever. But yet I think loneliness is at an all-time high as well. And not feeling part of a group can really lead to feelings of social anxiety and maybe feelings of inadequacy as well, or not having too high a threshold when it comes to self-efficacy. But I think a key to that is really just embracing who you are. There's a quote from Oscar Wilde, actually, which I think is really fitting to this conversation. It's be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. You are a unique person. And I think leaning into who you are and knowing that no one else in the world is you and you are unique is a really, really good tool when it comes to negating the psychological impacts that can come with not fitting in. Just a few more we did touch on. There's a lot of cultural perspectives, which me and Dio briefly touched on in our story there as well. There actually is a science. I do have a degree in biology, so sometimes I go back to the neuroscience and what it actually does. But there is a science in building connections. And I think this is what I felt over the weekend when I was able to spend time with people that I truly care about and love, and neuroscience tells us that building genuine connections involves it's more than just being pleasant with one another. When we actually do engage in deep conversations, our brains release a hormone known as oxytocin, and this is known as the love hormone, and this plays a crucial role in bonding. So I think just sharing experiences can really strengthen these pathways and help deepen our connections. Just to reiterate, we did look over, just as I wrap up, the kind of three key strategies I wanted to leave you with. We've already discussed in depth, like being self-aware, thinking to yourself, what are my values? What brings me joy? Practicing vulnerability. It's a really, really, really difficult one. But I think by opening up to someone, and as Dio said, there's different levels and different stages in which you choose to do that. But by doing that, we can really deepen our connections with people and know the people who really bring us joy versus maybe those or groups who might not. And the final one for me, and it ties into everything we've talked about, is really choosing quality over quantity. I think it's better to have a few close relationships, which naturally I think we all do, where you can be fully yourself than have many, many superficial ones. And something I like to do is from time to time just evaluate my current relationships. And it doesn't have to be anything detailed. It can just be after you're hanging out with a group or with someone, just asking those questions like, was the conversation in line with my values? Did that bring me joy? Just little questions like that. And I can really determine if like those relationships are built on genuine acceptance, or am I changing myself just to fit in? So I think it's really important to invest in relationships that encourage you to just be your authentic self. I'm just going to wrap it up here, folks. I really do appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much to our guest, Dio. Thank you. It's always wonderful to have you in the join as a guest as well. If you want more content like this, please drop me a follow. I think it's underneath my name, Coach Podge, there in the chat. You can always drop me a DM. And if you do want to come on as a guest, if you do want to speak or want me to speak to a particular topic, yeah, please just drop me a DM. I'm always happy to expand and expand the topics that I'm talking about. And I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day and a start to your week. Take care. Talk to you soon.